Mornings with Tim Holt.
Timber destined for pulp and paper production can now be burnt to produce power following changes to the environmental protection regulations in New South Wales. Those changes have been welcomed by Marie McCaskill from the New South Wales Forestry Products Association. We spoke to Marie yesterday.
So I guess from the point of view of being able to use all of the materials out of a process in forestry for the production of energy, that will mean that it will make the entire production much cleaner, it will be far more recyclable, and it will be economic.
But that decision was also condemned by the Greens MP, John Kay.
Oh, massive impact. The Minister made it very clear that the additional biomaterials that can be used for energy include trees that might otherwise be made into pulp for paper production. So every tree that's currently being wood-chipped and stockpiled at Eden and exported overseas, every single one of those trees can now go into the furnace of a power station.
That's the Greens MP, John Kay. We'll hear from Minister Anthony Roberts in just a moment. But first to Peter Mitchell from Southeast Fibre Exports. Peter Mitchell is on the line this morning. Peter, good morning.
Yeah, g'day, Tim. How are you going?
Peter, we've spoken about this issue in the past. You have in the past looked at both power generation and the production of energy pellets. They've now off the agenda. Does this change that picture at all?
No, not at all, Tim. Our original project was based on processing residues, which we had at the mill already. We had no intentions of picking up residues from the forest.
Okay. What about the change, though, that as it appears, and we'll get clarification from the Minister at the moment, that logs, trees that are destined for wood chips, essentially, can now be used for power generation as well. Is that a game changer in your view?
Look, it may be for certain people with niche situations, but really, high-quality paper is worth a lot more than the energy you might produce from that timber. So it doesn't change anything. I don't think people really understand either the timber industry economics or the energy business as well, because picking up residues and taking them to a power plant is a very expensive exercise.
So you see, though, that or you say, though, that there could be some niche operations that could make use of this?
Yeah, well, as far as I know, in northern New South Wales and Queensland, for instance, there's a number of power facilities that are based on bagasse or the residues from sugarcane, and they have a problem for certain parts of the year where they can't get enough feedstock. So it may suit them to bring in some timber from short distances, but you've got to remember they've already got an expensive boiler and power generation system in place. So that they're looking for feedstock. It's different to someone starting a greenfield project.
From your point of view then, from CEFI's operations, this is then of no relevance?
None at all. I think it's a victory for common sense for the timber industry and the energy sector in general. But as far as CEFI's business go, it's of absolutely no consequence.
Just very briefly, the future for at the moment, how's CEFI travelling?
Oh, we're still here and there's challenges, but we've still got supportive shareholders and we hope that we'll be here for the longer term.
Peter Mitchell, appreciate your time this morning, taking the time to talk about the issue. 19 minutes away from 9 on a southeast morning. The Minister is Anthony Roberts, New South Wales Minister for Resources and Energy, and joins us this morning. Anthony Roberts, welcome.
Very good morning, Tim.
Appreciate your time as well. Anthony Roberts, could you explain for us the detail of the changes in the environmental regulations that have been made or are about to be made?
Well, as just mentioned, this is a victory for common sense. These changes will align New South Wales business operations and opportunities with all other states across the Commonwealth. So what occurs here is that these amendments will enable the use of native forest wood waste and pulpwood for electricity generation. And these materials would otherwise be underutilised or wasted in production forests.
Now, you say wood waste and pulp wood. Can we just get some clarification on that? Does that mean that logs that are going to, for instance, chip mills for chipping can be used? In other words, that wood chips can be used for power generation?
Well, what we're looking at here, any biomaterials would have to be approved by the various departments of government. So again, as your previous caller stated, why would you move very good wood, logs, Why would you use them for, you know, renewable energy sources when you would get a greater return from our state's forests and production, chipping those and exporting them? So, look, again, the Greens are being disingenuous. Just the rank hypocrisy that we see time and time again from the Greens, you know, attacking our industries. And can I take this opportunity to commend and thank those forestry workers who provide so much to local communities in your region. They work hard, they work honestly, and this, I think, brings a level of sustainability back to the industry.
Can we just go back to that point, though? If economic circumstances were to change and there was then a greater value for timber to be used as energy, could you see the timber that was going or currently is going for wood chipping and wood chip export being used for power generation?
Well, Tim, these amendments don't reduce or remove any of the existing obligations of industry in the harvesting process in native forests. You know, they've been specifically designed to ensure that there isn't an increase in the intensity of logging. What we're looking at here, you know, is the utilisation of offcuts, utilisation of materials otherwise would be wasted. And again, this is, you know, for the renewable energy side, it's an important growing part of New South Wales's energy mix. And it's driving clean infrastructure, most importantly also regional jobs and investment within the state. I mean, we want our local industries to prosper. We want to give them every opportunity to utilise the resources that they're now utilising, you know, out of forests to their maximum capacity.
Another point that was noted in the regulations was the invasive native weed species could be targeted as well. What are we talking about here? Can you give us a sense of that?
Well, invasive native species that effectively are as part of the clearing process, they'll be able to be utilised. And again, it's utilising the resources that we find as we're logging, making sure that they can be utilised and not wasted. And again, it is a victory for common sense. It brings us into line with other states. And I just cannot understand why the Greens, once again, on one hand, you know, they demand, you know, more money going into renewable, you know, energy. On the other hand, they're saying, well, we can't use what would normally be waste products in driving a sustainable industry in seeking renewable power.
Yeah, just on that point of invasive native species, have any species actually been identified in that category?
Well, again, this will be The biomaterial itself that's legally cleared in accordance with relevant approvals will be only be able to use to generate electricity. So that's where the EPA will require all private electricity operators to keep a detailed report and record of the amount of biomass they receive and burn and where that material comes from.
Given the developments within other aspects of renewable energy sector, such as solar and wind, why are we seeing burning of native timber for power? I mean, why is native timber seen as waste?
Well, native timber itself isn't seen as waste, but certainly offcuts that are not utilised probably to the best level of economic activity and certainly not utilised at the moment to drive renewables. It's important, I think, when you have a look at renewable energy as such. The renewable energy side is crucial, again, to our electricity supply. So what we want to do is have as broad a range of renewable energy, and it's looking at what we've got and how best to utilise it. So solar and wind certainly, you know, enhance the renewable energy side, but to have offcuts being used to be able to generate cheap, efficient, clean power is a great move forward. As I said, a victory for common sense, and it'll enable many of our industries, particularly in regional New South Wales, to hopefully become more competitive and sustainable.
Just very briefly and finally, have you been notified or has there been any reaction within the industry itself of where this option might be taken up?
Well, certainly that's up to the marketplace to decide. What we're doing is creating an environment here, allowing people that should they choose to do so, to utilise this. In the past, we've been the only state, I understand, that has stopped this. Now, we know what the Greens' agenda is. The Greens' agenda is they want this industry shut down. They are not interested in having a sustainable forestry industry, full stop. No matter what they say or what they try to spin it out on, they're not interested. What I'm interested in, and this government is interested in, is ensuring that we have well-regulated but viable industries providing jobs and futures for our communities. Communities are already doing it tough, but this is another way that we can drive good regional industry, manufacturing and jobs through the use of renewable energy.
Thank you for coming on the program this morning, Anthony Roberts.
Thank you, Tim.
Anthony Roberts, the New South Wales Minister for Resources and Energy.
ABC Southeast.
Part of life around Eden through 106.3 FM.